All right, we're going to call the June 24th Labor Committee meeting to order. Just a quick roll call. Sean Meskey.
Vicki Davis.
Kathy Schwantes.
Samantha Beckman.
Brian Grounds.
Brandon Fitzsimmons.
Fernando Alvarado.
And from the public.
Deb Stuhlen.
Judy Thompson.
Excellent. Our first item on the agenda is public comment, and I believe we do have some public comment today. Deb, if you'd like to, please, you can sit at the table.
Say my name or anything after.
Maybe we'll mirror the city council rules, your name and whether or not you live within the city limits.
Deb Stuhlen, I do not live within the city limits.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Labor Committee, I have been aware for some time that the supervision of my job position has been questioned many times since Mr. Halliday's retirement. I have been employed by the city since 2002 under the supervision of the city clerk's department as secretary receptionist. My daily work tasks are assigned by the city clerk, which includes special assessments, elections, city auctions, liquor licensing, city events, and a multitude of other specific to the city clerk's department. I, along with the public works secretary and planning development's permit technician, report to the city administrator's assistant for vacation scheduling. Once approved by our direct supervisors, work task assignments are not generated from the administrator's assistant. Each of the aforementioned employees have supervisors which generate their own work assignments. I would appreciate your consideration of my position when determining all factors of the city clerk's position.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak today? All right, thank you. Our next item on the agenda is the employee engagement survey results. HR Director Beckman, please.
This was something that a month or two ago, Vicki Davis, this was a question that she had asked me specifically. So I knew I'd be doing an employee survey in the very near future, so I decided to include that as one of the questions on the survey. So I wanted to just give you a summary of the responses. She'd asked, what do you think that elected officials could do to help improve employee morale here at the city? So I just posed that open-ended question to see what we got back. And I was actually pretty encouraged by the responses. I broke them out into as far as cost and what it would cost to do these things. And I was actually really encouraged that majority of them was just somewhat, you know, simple things that they could do. And I don't want this to be a list of things that you should do or an admonishment in any way, because I know for a fact a lot of council members do these things on the list. But I did want to just include it for you to review. I didn't really necessarily need any action on it, but I just wanted to include it so you had the information. The ones that I did by far and away, the response I got the most was the very first one listed was the praise in public and criticize in private, or at least allowing an opportunity to respond to any criticism. That was by far and away the largest response that I got. Otherwise, in general, more communication. They asked for more positivity. I did like a couple employees had asked about some kind of ride-along so that city council members could actually meet, have more maybe one-on-time or more time with individual employees, see what they do every day. Oh, yeah.
I got a question on that one. Sure. When they talk about ride-along, was that any specific department or do you recall?
I don't recall. We did. The very last question I had was asking which department they were in, and I didn't break out which department said which response. But it was a pretty good mix of all the departments around the city who did respond to the survey.
Okay.
But yeah, and ride along was my term, just trying to condense it into an easy to understand bullet point. And then even some things I thought would be great to implement too, strength finders. There were two, who thought that would be wonderful to have for council or for even just their direct supervisors to have. Something like that would be great and not crazy amount of budget-wise. I have been having some conversation with one person who could provide a DISC profile, if you're familiar with those. I got some cost estimates on that. And then another thing I did want to bring up is a budget for employee appreciation events. It was just a good idea to bring that up now because we do have our annual employee pool party and the holiday party. And those historically have just come out of kind of whatever's left in the budget. So I do think it would be something we should put as a budget item next year and have that money specifically set aside for it. So that's why I wanted to point that one out as well. And then of course, with the wage study results being so soon, we did have two employees mention that. And then two other responses about more staff or comparable wages to other cities. But by far and away, it was no cost options that we could implement that the employees said would affect, have a positive effect on their morale. So I wanted to pass those along.
Thank you for doing that. When this goes in the packet, which I think it should, sure. Could you explain a little more on the top? Because I know I got a call today that there was some confusion that this was the survey.
Oh, yeah.
And so to maybe say that this was one question from the survey that was actually proposed by a council member to get those results, and would be a travesty to let that just sit somewhere. Yeah. If there's some things that we can do to help do implement some of these things, I think that would be great. Yep, Kathy.
If you're adding funds into the budget for the employee appreciation event, I think also adding funds in for a strength finder or that type of educational investment into employees, you might say, I think that would be fantastic. And if you want some names of others that provide that, I can help you out with that too.
Absolutely, yep.
I mean, this is the labor committee, but didn't we not... Aren't we in the budgeting process now? And wasn't there a form for putting something together? Mm-hmm. Yes. Has that time gone by?
No. That form has been emailed to us.
Yeah.
You'll have to print it up. You can't. It isn't a fill on the online thing. I tried that.
Okay.
And I requested paper copies, and they gave me some paper copies today.
I know it's odd over here perhaps, but what's the deadline on getting that in?
I think by the end of the month.
Because maybe we can do one on behalf of the labor committee. If everybody thinks this is a great idea, we can send it in as a labor committee and not just a single council person to have money for some extra development and for a budget for employee appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll explore
that. Motion.
Oh.
But the only problem is I don't know what dollar amount would be appropriate, so... Are you looking for a motion?
Not necessarily, because I didn't want to put you in the spot for the dollar amount, but I could certainly fill out the form and then send it to the committee, and they can wait till the budget process. I mean, the whole process is put in place. I know that we've heard some comments about budget items already that may not be in a budget, but this kind of a thing, I think we've talked about this many times around this table as far as development of employees as a priority. So this is great. So let's float the idea of putting together a proposal from the committee, and we'll bring it to our next meeting. Anything further on the employee survey piece?
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
All right, our next item, number 4, employee personnel policy, 4th section.
Pretty straightforward. I don't think I had any changes from the league's recommended. I didn't. It was all just the league's recommended language from their sample policy. And then at the end, I have the policies that this would be replacing from our current personnel policy. And on the very last page, I did make those suggested changes to our employment practices and procedures. So I have that markup as well if you have any questions on those changes too.
I think we're looking for a motion to move this to the council meeting on Monday.
Make a motion to move the suggested employee personnel policy 4th section to the council for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That carries. We'll move that to council. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the employee personnel policy 5th section.
This is the homework. So this is everything I have for the next meeting. If you have questions, changes, minimal changes. from, the ones in green are things that we already have listed in our current personnel policy, but again, that was kind of minimal changes. As far as the handbook, I did include a separate exempt employees pay policy. The black, again, is the league's recommended language. It was just so long, I preferred to have it in a policy rather than in the handbook in full. And then the green at the end of that is, again, from our current personnel policy that I incorporated into theirs. So just homework for next time. And then, oh, and just to point it out, they also had a tuition reimbursement policy in their sample handbook. So I just wanted to pass that out as an idea for the future, if that's something you want to start offering. We do not currently offer that, but it was something they included, so I wanted to pass that along, just kind of food for thought.
Questions?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to direct this to Kathy, as you are been an educator at the junior college and such. On this tuition reimbursement, have you seen programs or parameters in this type of program? I think it's a good idea, first of all, and I think it's an opportunity to for improvement. I was just wondering if there's, you know, if there's so many credits per quarter that were reimbursed, or have you seen anything like that, or do you have an idea?
This is, go ahead. You know, this is pretty typical kind of language, especially that they have to have like the C grade or better to be reimbursed. It's maybe a little bit more limited in that, if I remember right from reading it last night, that it needs to pertain specifically to their work, where, you know, that gets into the question of, does this particular class support my work versus the degree? And so that, but yeah, it's pretty typical for what you would see.
As a current educator at the college who actually takes advantage of a tuition reimbursement, I will tell you that I'm an employee of the college, so as you have to put that into perspective, mm-hmm. but it's 12 credits.
I was wondering.
And then the piece you should also know is tuition at Ridgewater is $166 a credit, and that will go up. So because there's a blank dollar amount there, you're going to have to kind of go where on a 3-credit backbone primarily, but there are other credit loads. So there's some consideration to think about in here of what kind of a number, if you were to go forward with it, that would get somebody one or two courses a year or whatever you would want it to be. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's... we would want to be in the city of Wilmer good stewards and perhaps use our own college as a source of education,
well,
or the University of Minnesota.
Years, but if
yeah.
someone's looking
yeah.
for
Advanced education, yes. We go ahead.
I'm sorry. one other thing that Ridgewater does is they allow people to share their funds. There's a certain dollar amount in the pool, if I remember from way back in the day, and you can give your dollars to someone else to be able to apply towards their credits.
That was faculty development dollars.
Okay.
That are earmarked per faculty member. And you could do something similar in a city too, saying every employee would have a certain piece to use for educational dollars and do a sharing thing too. And there's plenty of options if we wish to go down that. So thank you for bringing that forward. Other questions, the homework here initially? Pay special attention to that exempt employees pay policy, because that's bringing more of the language from the other piece together, and really think hard on the tuition reimbursement piece. Uh-huh. Anything additional on that item? The next item on the agenda is the labor negotiation strategy under Minnesota Statute 13D.03 subdivision 1B. And so I have a script. I apologize for having to read it, but it's much more safe for me to read this. The agenda item for this meeting is labor negotiation strategy under Minnesota Statute Section 13D.03, Subdivision 1, Clause B. A portion of the meeting may be closed pursuant to such statute upon a duly approved motion of the Labor Committee. I will now entertain a motion to close this portion of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
The time is 6:32. The Labor Committee will... Oh, sorry. Do I have to take a vote here?
Yeah.
All in favor of closing the meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
The meeting, the time is 6:32. The Labor Committee will now go into a closed session in Conference Room 1. Only the Labor Committee and authorized Labor Committee representatives may be in attendance at any portion of the closed session. We'll now close the meeting.
Can you stop?
All right, we are now coming back into open session. It is 7:34. We will reconvene the closed session after a 10-minute recess, approximately.
Approximately.
All right, very good. We are in recess. All right, we are. I'll now entertain a motion to go back into closed session.
To reconvene.
And to reconvene, it is currently 6:42.
So moved.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded to reconvene our closed session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are in closed session. All right, we are now back in open session. Following the closed meeting, the Labor Committee meeting is now open. The time is 8:26. Per our discussion of the issue that we just dealt with, we will investigate it further, and we will have more information at a meeting in the very near future. Any other business need to come before the Labor Committee this evening?
I just have a question, and maybe I missed it in here, but at the last meeting when we were talking, going over the policy, there was an item that referenced that we would post the position internally, but we also thought we wanted to post it externally. Have we addressed that in this already?
Yeah.
Was it in tonight's and I missed
it? Yeah, it's the section 4 piece.
I've even just missed. Last page of this section, I had that updated hiring policy. So that was in posting procedure step number 4. Oh, sorry.
Here we go.
I've removed that, so it says the position will be posted internally and externally.
Okay.
On the city website.
Thank you. And I know we'd already passed it. But
thank you for the clarification. Is there anything else that needs to come before the Labor Committee this evening?
I would just thank Sam for the work and effort that she put into the information in the closed session, and we had had a question that she was already prepared to answer, and I'm sorry I didn't say that in the closed session, but I appreciate going the extra effort to get information for us.
And I would also thank our city administrator and our city attorney who also provided valuable information. It was a very good session. Thank you. Anything else need to come before the Labor Committee this evening? If there's none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you for taking the time this evening.